are listening to the weekly message from Woodbridge Community Church in Irvine. Our vision as a church is to help all people meet, know, and follow Jesus. Today's message, titled Jesus, the Lord, the Genuine Servant Leader, is a special message based on the Gospel of John, chapter 13, and is taught by Pastor Jonathan Mortiz. For more information, visit woodbridgechurch.org.
Shall we all stand as we read God's Word? John 13, 1 to 17. Why are we doing what we are doing? Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. During supper, when the devil had already put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going back to God, rose from supper. He laid aside his outer garments and, taking a towel, tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, do you wash my feet?" Jesus answered him, What I am doing, you do not understand now, but afterward you will understand." Peter said to him, "You shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "The one who has bathed does not need to wash except for his feet, but is completely clean. And you are clean, but not every one of you." For he knew who was to betray him. That was why he said, none of all of you are clean. Verse 12. When he washed their feet and put out his garments and resumed his place, he said to them, "Do you understand what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you also should do just as I have done to you. Truly, truly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them." I'd like to repeat verse 17. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much. Thank you for the life of Jesus Christ. Thank you for him being our model. Thank you for him being the servant of all to the point of death. That's why, Lord, we want to know you. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's all be seated. Jesus, the Lord, the genuine servant leader. I was debating it if I should put the servant leader term in this message because I squirm when I hear servant leadership. Not for Jesus. Jesus is the real deal, but for me as a leader. I have read a lot about servant leadership, heard it from teachers and preachers. I had been with Christian leaders, and me as a leader, I see ourselves so far from how Christ lived in this world. But praise God, it's not about me or the weaknesses of human relationship. But I want to celebrate again and again in Jesus. Jesus our Lord, the great servant leader. Let's again learn from him. What is the Lord's nature or characteristic as the servant leader? You know, when I was doing this outline, I ran out of superlatives in my limited English vocabulary in describing Jesus. As you know, English is my second language. Even if I use my first language, I know I will run out of words too. As I study more of Jesus, I'm discovering that Jesus is a never-ending climax. I want to know more of him. He's like a song, a concert, or a book, or a movie that we clamor for more because it brings us to the peak. I imagine when we are in heaven with him, it will never be an ending cloud nine. That will be literally cloud nine, right? Thus, I believe throughout eternity, we will never be bored because forever, we will see the never-ending glory of God through Jesus Christ. We'll see who he is from these verses as we read these. These are not new truths, but I need to be reminded by this every day. Jesus the Lord is authentic love. Verse 1, now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. He loved them to the end. This is authentic love. He knows he is leaving, and for sure the disciples already knew that he loves them. But Jesus still wants to do this very action to show them that he loves them dearly. The love of God is totally opposite to this world, to this kind of love here in this world. God's authentic love is action. It's not emotion. Love is the thing that you do. It's not only what we say. God's love is so unselfish. The world's love is so selfish. The question we ask, what will I get from this? It is totally opposite. This world will be totally different place if we understand the authentic love of Jesus. Second, the Jesus, the Lord that we know, is genuine humility. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands and that he had come from God and was going back to God, rose from supper. He laid aside his outer garments and, taking a towel, tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was wrapped around him. This is the purest humility the world has ever known. Jesus is God, and he's going to God to go back to the Father, and his God the Father, and he will be on his original estate soon. And look at what he did. He laid aside his outer garments and, taking a towel, tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was wrapped around him. The eternal God washed the feet of his disciples. I asked Lelith if I could share with you this story, and she said, it's okay. Every night, she will ask me to massage her feet because, you know, she had 2 spine surgeries and some still pain lingering from time to time. Not the severe pain, but there's some ongoing pain, especially on her right leg and foot. You know how it goes, especially when I'm tired from work. Then the authentic love of God first should operate in me, and the genuine humility as well. Especially, it's the feet. Well, I do it because I love my wife, Lelot, but with gloves. But look at Jesus the Lord. He washed all the disciples' feet, including Jesus, who will betray him, and Peter, who will deny him 3 times, not mentioning the disciples abandoning him. For sure, their feet are dirty. Not only their feet, their hearts too, just like us. This is genuine humility. And now, Jesus the Lord's ultimate service and sacrifice. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with a towel that was wrapped around him. I read Nicky Gamble's narrative of this story, and this is what he said. The roads of Palestine were unsurfaced and uncleaned. In dry weather, they would have been inches deep in dust. In wet weather, they would have been liquid mud. I haven't been to Israel, but I'm praying. In a wealthy household, on arrival, there would be a bowl at the door. The second lowest slave of the household would untie the sandals. The lowest slave would wash the feet. While the others are reclining, Jesus gets up, takes off his sleeveless tunic, and strips down to a loincloth. Like a slave, he starts washing their feet. Quoting Richard Foster, when Jesus came in the form of a servant, he was not disguising who God was. He was revealing who God is. I'd like to repeat that. When Jesus came in the form of a servant, he was not disguising who God was. He was revealing who God is. Jesus answered him in verse 7, what I am doing, you do not understand now, but afterward you will understand. On verse 7, Jesus talking to Peter, Jesus alluded that afterward they will understand. What are they going to understand? They will understand that Jesus the Lord will not only wash their feet, but will die and be the sacrifice for the sins of the world. Matthew 20:28 says, even as the Son of Man came to be served, even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. He is the ultimate sacrifice and service. Definitely the disciples understood it after the cross and the resurrection. Now I'd like to make this, to highlight this. The great thing with God is he doesn't stop inviting us to go alongside with him in what he is doing. Because he is the right path. He is preparing and teaching his disciples the path of the cross is the path of God. The path of dying to oneself and letting God live in and through us. The path of the cross is the path of authentic love, genuine humility, and the path of ultimate service and sacrifice. Jesus could see what he can do in us and through us through the cross of Christ, through his salvation. Take out the cross in your life. Where do you think you are right now? I'd like to ask that question again. Take out the cross of Christ in your life. Where do you think you are right now? I have an idea where I could be right now. I've been telling this to my kids. But thank God for the cross of Christ. It doesn't stop here in following our Lord. He is continually calling us to follow him. In the following verses, he said to them, do you understand what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you also should do just as I have done to you. Truly, truly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. Jesus the Lord, and I'll make it personal, Jesus the Lord of my life is my only master to follow. Jesus is our master and Lord. You know what? We cannot say no to our Lord. It's an oxymoron, right? We say Lord and we say no to him. He calls us to wash one another's feet, to do what he did. Missions trip is one of the many ways we can wash others' feet. There are so many ways we could wash each other's feet here at Woodbridge Community Church. However, with what we are doing in missions, I pray that you join us next year. We are praying we'll have one in India. In Japan, too, in the next future, in the near future, our missionaries are inviting us there. But for the meantime, as a missions team who went to the Philippines, we want to elevate our washing of feet from the feeding program to giving scholarship funds. We sense that God is leading us in this need, so you can also share in the washing of the feet in this manner by supporting students who don't have means to study. And I'm going to end in this verse, in verse 17. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. If we want to be blessed, let's follow the path of Christ, the path of the cross to glory. The glory is the blessing. This is his path. This is always his path. And I praise the Lord for that, because there's blessing in serving. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for blessing us. Thank you, Father, for giving us a glimpse of who you are. Because we know, Lord, we are going to have you more and more throughout eternity. Lord, teach us to follow you. Teach us to be like you, our servant leader, our Lord, our God, Jesus. Amen.
Can we give our missions team a well done from the whole church? They're an extension of us. We sent them out. We prayed for them. We had concerts. We raised money for them. And they come back. They give a report. Amen to that. Jesus, I love what PJ said. And by the way, PJ, good message, huh? Not bad, PJ. Well said. Why do we do what we do? Why are we going on missions trips? Why do we do this stuff? Because our master is Jesus, and Jesus washes our feet. Can you imagine Jesus washing your feet? The creator of the heavens and the earth looking you in the eye and serving you. How awesome that is. Jesus says, if you understand what I'm doing, that's one thing, but if you follow what I'm doing, it's another, and you'll be blessed. When you serve other people, that's one of the reasons why you've been put on this planet. You are not here to take up space and consume resources. That's not why God placed you here, right? God has placed you here to serve one another, to love one another. You are his hands, you are his feet. God is amazing and God is awesome. And God is real and God is here. Our God is a shepherd who watches over his flock, and the eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the earth that he would support those whose hearts are truly his. Our Jesus is a God of compassion, and the Lord is here and the Lord is real. His blood washes you clean of your sin, all of your sin. He has reconciled you to the Father, and through him your sins will never be counted against you. Good news, anyone? Good news? Anyone want their sins counted against you? He's washed you clean before a holy God, and the Lord has poured his Spirit into you. And God is here, and God is real. And he's a personal God. I want to tell you today that the Lord has seen you all this week. God sees the things that make you cry. God knows the challenges that you have. God knows the burdens that are on your heart. And he is a father in heaven. And I want to just invite you here in these next few songs. We're going to sing a few songs of praise. If you're here today and you have physical needs, if you're here today and you have spiritual needs, if you're here today and you haven't accepted Christ, you need to. If you're here today and your heart is broken and you need a touch of the Almighty God in your life, if you're here today and you just feel empty and lonely without the power of the Lord in your life, we invite you during these next few songs of prayer to come forward up here in these songs of praise, and we'll pray for you, and we'll pray for God's touch in your life. We'll pray for God's healing in your life. If you're here today, I want you to know this. God sees. God sees. You have value. You have worth. God loves you. God is with you. And you are not alone. Holy Spirit, we praise you for being in this place. Spirit of the living God, we ask that you'd fall afresh upon us this day. Jesus, you're the one that told us to wait in Jerusalem until the Spirit would come upon us, and then we would have power to be the witnesses that you've called us to be in the world. Lord, we pray for a continual filling of your Holy Spirit in our lives. Just like going and getting filled up again at a gas station, Lord, we need to be filled up again and again with the Spirit of the living God in our lives so we can be the people that you've called us to be and do the things you've asked us to do. Lord, we ask, Lord, I ask, God, that you would bless your people today. Would your glory be revealed upon them today? May your compassion be made known to them today. And Lord, would you encourage our church as always? Thank you for the mighty things that you are doing in this world. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. At this time, I want to ask for Mike and Pat to come up here. I ask for my wife to come up and stand with me, my brother Mike to come up here as well. Pastor Vince, if you'd be up this way. Hey, if you're up in the balcony, Zacchaeus, you've got to come down today if you want prayer. You got to come down from the tree. But we would invite you to come forward and receive prayer during these next songs of just worship. Let's just sing praises with God together.
Trust is with keep my eyes above the waves. My soul will rest in your embrace, for I am yours, God, and you are
the Lord God sees you this morning. The eyes of the Lord are upon you this morning. Just as a father, a loving father, sees his kids, the eyes of your father sees you. You are significant to him, and you are valuable to him. So much so that Jesus would die on a cross for you. Lord, we receive your power in our lives today. We receive your healing in our lives today. We receive your forgiveness. Lord, we get dirty walking in this world. Though we are clean, we get dirty. And we need you to wash our feet. Because this world is a dirty place. And it sticks to us, Jesus. We need you to wash our feet. We need you, God, to breathe on us again. We need your spirit filling within our lives. We need you, Jesus. And we receive you this day. And we thank you, God, for your wash basin of your blood, of the cross. We thank you, Lord, for the towel that washes us and dries us. We are new in Christ. Our identity is we're children of God. Blessed be your name, Almighty. Thank you, God, for this good day and what you do. We praise you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, right? Can we all say amen?
Thank you for listening to Woodbridge Community Church's weekly podcast. If you would like more information about our current series or to hear past messages, please visit woodbridgecommunitychurch.org. There you can learn about how we can help you meet, know, and follow Jesus.